At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, let's kick off the final hour of the Lake Show here on this Wednesday with friend of the show, does a phenomenal job of covering all the sports teams on the sports landscape, Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, joining us here courtesy of the John Shushakoa Banker Hotline. There's one team in the WNBA that is undefeated at 5-0, and that team is the Minnesota Lynx. The New York Liberty are undefeated as well, but they are 4-0. Charles, coming into the year, the Minnesota Lynx, we thought that they would be contenders. Are you in agreement, though, with the media that voted or they were polled and they said the favorite to win the title this year was the Minnesota Lynx? Were you on board with that?
I could concur with it, whether I was on board on that. I don't want to put my house on that. I don't think I would do that. But I look at this. Henry, I look at the shades of 2017, and what I said is the way the Lynx lost in 2016 at the buzzer, they used that for fuel, and they really prepared and played every game in 2017 to win a championship, and they, you know, they eventually did. And this team has that makings of doing that. Are they as talented as that team back then? No. But they have the grittiness and they have the togetherness of being together at least a year now to be able to make a good run. They're not gonna go through undefeated.
But they can
make noise. It could be a collision course between them and the Liberty again, which would be interesting because that's what happened in 2017. They played the same team they lost to in 2016, and it was a great series, probably one of the best series ever in the league history, because at the end of game four, each team scored the exact number of points going to game five. So I hope that happens. I look forward to being there.
Well, when I look at the WNBA right now, I feel like there's the Minnesota Lynx and Liberty are in a tier, and then there's everybody else. Now, granted, going into the year, I would have thought that the Las Vegas Aces would be in the same tier as those two teams, but the Aces are trying to gel. I know that they added Jewel Lloyd and all that, whatever. But right now, I think the Lynx and Liberty, they're the class of the WNBA.
And I think why? Because both teams came back with their starting group. Well, all the other teams you're talking about, Las Vegas, you're talking about teams who had to make some changes. And, you know, and it takes a while to get those changes on board. Remember, the WNBA has made the shortest training camp of all pro sports. They barely go a month before they get ready to go into the season, and they don't play a lot of exhibition games. So, therefore, they really got to get – really, their chemistry of teams don't really come together until the summertime, you know, till June when things start really heating up. So, but New York and Minnesota both came back when they started five. And so they made little changes. Each team made little changes, but not enough to disrupt their starting five. And so, therefore, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's like that. And I like Seattle. I thought Seattle played very well last night. They got down, but they're another team. They're trying to gel. They're trying to put some things together. So, you know, they could be a team to be reckoned with down the road. They got a veteran group, not a rookie group, a veteran group. So, and I wouldn't count out Las Vegas. I think when they finally settle down, they can do some damage. But there's some teams that I'm really surprised Connecticut is struggling out the box as they are, but then they lost some people. I'm surprised that Chicago is not doing well. I thought they would come out the box a little bit better than they have. But they're trying to get used to a whole new coaching staff and the system that they're trying to play them in. I don't know if Condoza and Reese is fit for
if
that.
They can play together? Yeah.
You're
talking about for that style, yeah.
For that style, I think they could play together well. I heard there was rumblings after the last game that might not work too well for these days. But I think the style's not working for that. They need to – both are low post kind of players, and I think you got to decide. You know, the Lynx did that. Remember when they got Sylvia Fowles, they didn't know how to use her at first. And they finally decided, oh, we got to put her – she got to get touch. She got to get a touch. What is she scoring at? Not the point. She got to get a touch. And that's when they really, really excel because they put the ball inside and they dared people to stop her. And so Chicago's struggling right now. But, yeah, back to your original point, yeah. I think right now at this early point of the season, yeah, New York and Minnesota is definitely top shelf. And then you got people coming up 3, 4, 5, 6 after that. And you got that middle group. Then you have some bottom feeders.
Yeah. We're talking to Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. The Lynx won last night 82-77 over the Seattle Storm. They are undefeated, 5-0, 3-0 at home. Kayla McBride, last night was her first game back with the squad, correct?
Yep.
How'd she look?
Yeah, and she looked good. There was also some rust there, but she also tweaked her ankle midway in the game. She came back in the fourth quarter. Didn't seem to have ill effects on that. There was a little rust on her, but she had her first two or three shots. Think about it. They was winning without her. So if you get her back, you know, definitely, if she plays anywhere close to she played last season, lights out. Lights out on this team. And, but it was good. It was good. The concern I have with the Lynx right now, Henry, is that they missed too many open shots last night, and that can come back to kill you in a close game. It almost hurt them last night. And then their bench still hasn't really come in and really make a difference. They seem like they just hold things together until the starters come back in. You got to have a bench to really make a difference. Give the starters a rest. And they can come in and do some things. You know, not just so much score, but they got to do some things. And last night, their bench really didn't do a whole lot. And it had to be, and Cheryl had to bring the starters back in because the league was, they went from 15 to 2. You know? And you can't lose a lead against a team like Seattle. That doesn't work. Well, you're able to get some shots off and you win that game.
Well, the people that get the headlines for the Minnesota Lynx are Nafisa Caldier, clearly. Courtney Williams, and then Kayla McBride. But I think that the best player that nobody talks about on the team is Alana Smith. Like, she's really, really good. I mean, she is, at times, she can be a monster on the boards, but also when her offense gets to cooking, she's a threat.
Now, you remember, she was one of those free agents they picked up last year that nobody talked about. And she made a big difference. She made a big difference everywhere she went, and she don't need a lot. You know, she's just that kind of player. She's a glue player. If you want to call that a player, she's a glue player. She's a player that's not going to get a lot of limelight, and she's not going to demand a lot. But if you don't have her on the floor, it's going to hurt you. You know, I love her, and definitely nobody's talking about Justice Shepherd coming back. So you get her to spell Alana Smith. When she needs a break, now you don't lose anything. You don't lose anything with those two. They didn't have that last year because Jessica took a year off. So now you got her coming off the bench. She's not a score big, but she also fits in. You get a tough rebound from her. She hit a couple of shots when you need it. Yeah. They got to, you know, we keep gushing about her, but why not? She just, but the winningest team in the city right now, you know, is the Lynx. And you got to like what they're doing right now. You know, they're going to run into some bumps in the road. That happens. But right now, they're playing the best basketball you can say in the league right now. The weekly rankings just came out on Tuesday and had Minnesota number one. Okay, so definitely the league is but the national media is starting to see that as well as we see it here locally. So, yeah, I'm very excited. But I love watching the Lynx games. I really do. I enjoy being there. It's a different feel than it is from the Wolves. It was definitely a big drop off last night from the game the day before.
Yeah.
Not for energy, but just that, you know, the crowd. It wasn't as big a crowd, and, you know, it wasn't the media crunch, and it wasn't the big focus, but it was a much better game.
the right now in the Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder lead the Minnesota Timberwolves 28-11 with 11 minutes left in the second quarter there in the first half. What has been your overall thoughts on this series?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I just think the world just hit a wall. I really do. I just think that we got fool's gold from them winning the two series before that. And I think that Oklahoma City is showing that they're a better team. And Minnesota could have made this a 7-game series, but it looked like tonight they're playing with their gone fishing hats on. They don't seem to be they don't seem to be any spirit in them. Any spirit that they had has been taken out of them on the way to the arena. They just don't have any. I'm watching the game. And they're a better team than this. They really is. They're a better team. But it's been like that all year. You know, it's been a Jekyll and Hyde type of team, a Hyde and Jekyll kind of team, you know. Yeah, I thought when Randall came back from his injury, I really thought, oh, wow, they really playing well because he's there, you know, and he's really doing well. But now he's stinking up the gym. So, I don't know. They need another year.
It's going to be interesting because he has a player option, and then you've also got Naz Reid with a player option. Like, you would think that based on the economics of the NBA that both of those guys would opt out and into free agency. It's going to get really interesting to see what happens for the Wolves here in the offseason.
It will. It's going to test Connolly because you made that big splash to get Randall here. And if he walks away with nothing to show for it,
let's put it like this. I think that there is potentially one of those wink-wink deals. I think that they might have something done already.
Could be.
Potentially.
You better say wink-wink. Remember the last time they lost 7 drafts?
Yeah, that was Joe Smith. That was Joe Smith, baby. Joe Smith, baby. I know. Oh, man. Hey, real quick, let me ask you a question about the Twins. Hey, man, the Twins, even though they lost today, they got shut out against the Tampa Rays and they lost that series. Man, they have been playing some really, really good baseball here over the course of the last month.
Yeah, Correa's starting to come around because he's healthy again. They're getting some real good play in the field. Today, just one of those days, you know. It was a getaway day type of thing, daytime, whatever. But they've really been playing well in May. You know, and I think a lot of people had them written out because they had a slow start. But I thought, I don't know if I told you, I told some people, hey, look, I'm talking about baseball goes 9 months. So, you know, y'all don't write them off after 1 month. That don't work. But they need Buxton back, and because I think he was playing well before he got hurt. And then Lewis is starting to come back. They need one more pitcher. They really do. They need one more pitcher. And I think if they get that one more pitcher, they can make some noise. They're in second place right now. They're in a conference, a division that's not the strongest.
It's competitive, man. Detroit and Kansas City. Come on now.
It is competitive.
And Cleveland?
But it also has a history of after it gets in July, teams start fading, you know. If you get a team that's really hot and they can stay hot going into those dog days, anything can happen in this division. All divisions in baseball, this division where a team can get high and overcome a team that was in first place. That can happen. It's happened before. But, you know, I love it. I mean, I love baseball. I love it. I just wish it gets warmer again.
It will.
I love baseball. And so it'd be great to see the Twins and the Lynx playing well this summer. I think it'd be do well for this area.
Yep. I'm with you, man. Yep. Hey, Charles, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man.
Thanks, Henry. You have a good day now. Good night. And let's not kill ourselves watching this game.
I know. I know. All right. That's Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder joining us here on The Late Show.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.